This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. John T. Scott was one of the country's most respected African-American artists. He received the MacArthur Foundation's so-called Genius Grant in 1992. He was born in New Orleans, and the city was a major influence on his sculpture. John Scott died Saturday in Houston. Joel Rose of member station WHYY spoke with Scott after Hurricane Katrina and has this remembrance.
If you've been to New Orleans, you may have seen John Scott's work installed in parks around the city. Some of his kinetic sculptures are sleek and silver. Some vibrate with color and movement. Scott said the shifting combinations of spheres, triangles, and other shapes in his work were inspired by the rhythms of African-American music and dance.
I wanted to have a connection with a continuum, if you will, from the traditions out of which African-American people came. So I decided years ago to start looking at the musicians, the way it was more about a philosophy than it was about trying to interpret music. It was more about the improvisational creativity of the music than trying to make visual music.
But sometimes the connection was literal. Scott made a series of sculptures based on the shape of the diddley bow, an African stringed instrument that slaves and ex-slaves played in America. John Scott was born on a farm in the city's Gentilly neighborhood and grew up in the Ninth Ward. He said his artistic training started at home.
The people in my family always made things. My mother did incredible things with her hands. All of us drew. I mean, it was just something we did. My mother, who had a third grade education, was the one that said, you know, you can do what you want to do in life. And it was at that point that I decided I'm going to do this thing and ended up at Xavier University studying art. And have never looked back.
Scott left New Orleans for graduate school in the 1960s, but he came back to teach at Xavier.
I really feel a responsibility to the cultural tradition of New Orleans and passing that tradition on. If I don't accept that responsibility, who will?
As a teacher, Scott built a reputation for generosity, but also for a very direct honesty. His friend, painter Ron Bechet, is head of the fine art department at Xavier.
John always was able to distinguish the good stuff from the bad stuff. So if you were coming in without any kind of consideration for work, he didn't want you around. But if you were about working, that's when he really helped anyone who needed that kind of help.
Scott's own sculptures and prints drew on the African, Caribbean, and Creole cultures that merged in New Orleans. He started incorporating moving parts into his sculptures in the 1980s with the encouragement of kinetic sculptor George Rickey. Duke University professor Richard Powell curated a retrospective of Scott's work at the New Orleans Museum of Art in 2005.
He is a straight-ahead modernist, but I would also claim him for a certain stream of American art that is very interested in culture, in particular in African-American arts and letters.
John Scott took the grant he received from the MacArthur Foundation in 1992 and used it to build a bigger studio. That studio was heavily damaged by flooding after Hurricane Katrina. His tools were ruined and some of his sculptures were stolen. Scott fled to Houston before the storm. He suffered from pulmonary fibrosis, probably the result of decades spent working with toxic materials. He breathed with the help of an oxygen tank. Yet, despite his failing health in late 2005, he talked about wanting to go back.
New Orleans is the only place I've been in the world, and I've traveled a little bit, where if you listen, sidewalks will speak to you. And I haven't found that anywhere else in the world. That rich cultural tradition is there, and I'm a part of that. You know, I was born there, I've lived there, and I plan on dying there, one way or the other.
Scott did not live to see New Orleans again. His alma mater, Xavier University, will hold a memorial service on Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.